Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Alton Caleb?
Talking to you.
Thank you. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
I think it was three and a half, something like that.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it tile or marble finisher, bricklayer, tile setter?
Bricklayer.
We do have two definitions for bricklayer. It's bricklayer and refractory bricklayer.
Refractory
bricklayer?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
Finisher.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I ain't been working.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yeah.
And why did you consider dropping your union membership?
I ain't been working. I keep it up.
You cannot keep with the work?
Huh?
So why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Because I haven't been working. No union. Oh. Why should I keep it up? I ain't been working for doing no work.
Working. So what I wrote was, because I haven't been working, so why should I keep it?
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same as there were this time last year?
Yeah.
Which one is it? The same number, fewer constructions, or more construction projects?
Say that again.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you think that there are the same number as this time last year, fewer construction projects, or more construction projects?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I don't know.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Thank you. Yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
No, I don't know.
Thank you. Thinking about generally... Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I don't know.
Thank you. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better or about or stay about the same?
Probably get worse.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or quality air, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or is something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's my battery going down on my phone?
Oh, okay. Would you want us to call you back sometime later?
No, you got to call me back.
Okay. Thank you very much, then. Well, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.